Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast series. I'm Michael Riversong. We're here in Ohio with Bruce Forrester, who knows a little bit about Oregon, more than, say, the average bear. You had said something about Oregon having something to do with the weather, and it sounds like an interesting process. How does Oregon energy, this life energy that you talk about, relate to weather phenomena?
Well, thank you, Michael Riversong. Bruce M. Forrester Jr. here of Zephyr Technology, Post Office Box 55 in Bellbrook, Ohio, 45305. That's zephyrtechnology.com. Oregon energy, or life energy, discovered by Wilhelm Reich, MD, is intimately connected with weather. Imagine, if you will, a sea of this energy moving from west to east, basically, across northern hemisphere, that means North America, and it has a great affinity for water, which forms the basis of the action of one of Wilhelm Reich's inventions, the Cloudbuster. But back to our specific question, water and Oregon energy and weather and Oregon energy, thus the onset of a thunderstorm or cold front or even high humidity tends to bind or tie up this life energy, this atmospheric life energy, which can be seen and visualized by the blueness of the sky, even the blueness of the ocean. So the strongest levels of this atmospheric life energy would be at slightly higher elevations, such as in the Appalachia or Rocky Mountains, low humidity, somewhat cool and crisp autumn weather with brilliant azure blue skies, very strong life energy charge, very strong Oregon energy, in juxtapositions that say Denver, Colorado, smoggy, sticky, humid. It's going to bind up the force, the life energy, and make it a much lower vibration. Those are a little bit subjective terms to describe an objective phenomenon. So basically that's it. If it's clear and you can see a sharp blue sky, that's a high level of the force of this life energy. But if the skies are overcast, high humidity, and gray, then the life energy is bound with atmospheric moisture and variations upon that. If it's a strong low pressure system and just prior to low barometric pressure and the onset of rain, there can be even a reverse ergonomic potential. Does that make sense?
I'm wondering what you mean by a reverse ergonomic potential. Does that mean the way it flows?
It goes back to the temperature experiment of the Oregon accumulator. Inside this box-like device, the Oregon energy accumulator, it's typically warmer than it is right outside the box. So an experiment is the Oregon box and a control box, the difference being within the control, no metal. Inside the Oregon accumulator, say 1 cubic foot, maybe a degree or 2 Fahrenheit warmer than in the control, except prior to a strong low pressure system, then a reverse ergonomic potential manifests. It will be cooler inside the Oregon box, whereas normally Oregon energy generates heat, and that's what is meant by a reverse ergonomic potential. And so, another example from nature is prior to a large low pressure or a storm, some people get aches and pains from old battlefield injuries or arthritis, or wounded veterans from the war can tell that a storm's coming because things start to flare up and hurt.
Okay. And does that mean that you could liken a thunderstorm cell to an Oregon box in a way?
Not really. A thunderstorm cell is just that, is an atmospheric phenomenon, whereas an Oregon box is a man-made device, a component of the force, constructed in the typical layering fashion of organic material on the outside and wool, 100% wool, not acrylic felt or artificial fibers, but wool, cotton, silk, fur, raccoon hides, that sort of thing. Deer skins, elk hides, excellent organic material, sandwiched with iron metal, not copper and not aluminum, certainly. They tend to produce kind of subjective sensations called DOR, deadly Oregon, if you will. perhaps having to do with the smelting process of bauxite ore to turn it into aluminum, and copper has proven in not only anecdotal but empirical results with subjects, copper produces negative results, certainly not healing or life-positive results. The metal is iron, always iron, not copper, not aluminum. Iron is the metal, and the organic, the most practical, is wool, because it's the most available. 100% wool, if you can get it. Sometimes they'll slip a little acrylic into it, but do the best you can. Layer the two together. Go for a 3-layer minimum. Try to avoid steel wool. Fairly simple. Go to thezephyrtechnology.com for some free plans on how to build your own Orgone Energy Accumulator Blanket. And it's a life energy charging device, quite good as an alternative medical instrument. You know it's good because it's not approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
Now, it sounds to me like if someone had an Orgone blanket available, they could learn a lot more about how this relates to the weather then, and could actually start understanding a little bit more about how storms form and manifest.
Well, they could certainly experience the subjective sensations of using a life energy charging device, and those subjective sensations are tingling, much like when your foot falls asleep and then starts to wake up. It's kind of a ticklish feeling, somewhat subtle but distinct. A tingling sensation with waves of sensation moving up and down the body, almost pleasurable. These tingling, pricking sensations, symptomatic of being charged with this life energy charging device, which was used by Wilhelm Reich primarily for cancer, arthritis, and other degenerative diseases and conditions, for which he got busted by the Food and Drug Administration because these devices were not approved by the FDA and the American Medical Association. But that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Alternative medical instruments.
And I guess they didn't like his weather modification activities a whole lot either, using the Cloudbusters, which are in a sense a variation of this Orgone technology.
More a derivative as opposed to a variation.
Okay.
And that kind of, it's sort of a derivative, Cloudbusters and that sort of thing. But for our purposes, most everybody, ordinary people, can build their own Orgone Energy Accumulator. I recommend the flexible blanket form because of weight considerations. They tend to run heavy, so making one 5 feet long and 3 feet wide, just put it right on top of the bed or the massage table. Once it's made, it's always in operation. There's no switch. The Orgone Energy Accumulators are always on. There's no way to turn them off. Once you build one, it's running and will stay running in perpetuity.
Wow. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.